Today's scripture reading is probably one of the best known passages of the whole Bible, Psalm 23. Even if you're not exactly sure which psalm this is just by the number, you'll likely figure it out from the very first line. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm guessing many of you committed this psalm to memory at some point during your illustrious Sunday school careers, or maybe you've heard it read at a funeral. I include it in almost every funeral service I officiate, unless the family requests otherwise. Because it's such a familiar text, it brings great comfort and hope to those in the midst of deep grief and pain. Now, Psalm 23 is always included in the lectionary on the fourth Sunday of Easter. There are 3 years in the lectionary, if you remember, and a different set of readings for each of those years. But the fourth Sunday of Easter every year has become known as Good Shepherd Sunday, because in all 3 years, the gospel reading comes from the section of John where Jesus talks about himself as the Good Shepherd. And the 23rd Psalm is always included as the psalm for Good Shepherd Sunday. Now, it's interesting to think of reading this psalm over the shoulder of our Good Shepherd, over the shoulder of Jesus. Because before Psalm 23 became so deeply ingrained in the memories of countless Sunday schoolers and in the worship life of the whole Christian church, the Psalms served a critical role in the worship life of the Israelite people. As a faithful Jew, Jesus himself would have known this psalm. Jesus himself would have prayed this psalm. Jesus himself would have known God as his shepherd and his leader and his guide. Now, when we pray this psalm, we pray it through Jesus. This psalm that was true for Jesus is still true for us, because we know that the Lord God is indeed our shepherd, and we know the risen Christ is the good shepherd who leads us and guides us still. The risen Christ is the good shepherd, and we are his sheep. So this psalm can teach us not only about what it means to belong to God, but also about what it means to belong to each other. Now, I don't usually read from the King James Version of the Bible unless I'm reading the 23rd Psalm. If you know the words, no matter which translation you use, whether you're here in the sanctuary or worshiping at home, I invite you to say the words of this familiar psalm along with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Will you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It was interesting for me to look back and see the last time I preached on Psalm 23. It was the summer of 2013. My predecessor, Reverend Terry Martinson, had just retired, and we were making our way through a summer preaching series on the practice of Sabbath. We were intentionally slowing down that summer, pausing a bit in order to process our grief in saying goodbye to Terry after his 41 years of faithful ministry here. We were also pausing a bit in order to figure out who we were as a church and who God was calling us to be as we moved into the next chapter of our story together. Today, we turn again to Psalm 23 during this current sermon series on belonging. We are emerging now from a year-long period of separation due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And once again, there is grief to process. There have been so many difficult goodbyes over the last year, whether we had to say goodbye to people we loved, or things we used to do, or places we used to go, or work we no longer have. After such a difficult year, we find ourselves once again trying to figure out who we are as a church and who God is calling us to be as we move into the next chapter of our story together. We find ourselves once again turning to Psalm 23. Now, I mentioned earlier that I include the 23rd Psalm in almost every funeral I officiate, because the words are so familiar to so many people, they can be a source of consolation in the midst of grief. They can be a source of steadiness when there is so much that is shifting and changing in the wake of a loved one's death. They can be a source of hope when we need to remember that God is with us even in the darkest of valleys. These words can be a source of comfort when we need to know we're not alone. For all of these reasons, the 23rd Psalm can help us find our footing again when sorrow has swept us away. And for all of these reasons, the 23rd Psalm can help us find our footing again after a year of living through tremendous grief and change. A year for so many that was filled with deep despair and loneliness. After the year we've just gone through, we need consolation. We need steadiness. We need the reminder that God is with us even in the darkest of valleys. We need the reminder that we are never alone. We need the reminder that the Lord is our shepherd, and so we will never want. There is no dark valley we need to avoid. There is no evil we need to fear, because God's goodness and God's mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. We will dwell in the house of the Lord because we belong to God. And that is very good news. But there is more. There is more good news for those of us who are part of Christian community, because not only can we trust that God is with us in the dark valleys, We can trust. There is a whole community of people surrounding us too. There is a whole church family sustaining us along the way. Because we don't just belong to God. We also belong to each other. About a month ago, a husband and wife named Daniel and Lisa had to travel unexpectedly to visit a loved one in Dallas. On their flight back home, as the plane took off, they hit some pretty bad turbulence. As Daniel wrote in an Instagram post, it was the kind of turbulence that makes you close your eyes, collapse into yourself, and get really quiet. The kind of turbulence that turns even the staunchest atheist into a prayer warrior. In that moment, the teenager who was sitting next to Daniel and his wife, the teenager with whom they had not yet shared a single word, turned to them and said, "I need you to talk to me right now." He went on to say, "I have terrible anxiety, and this is the first time I have ever flown alone, and this turbulence is really messing with me. I need you to talk to me right now." So Daniel and Lisa started talking to him. Lisa started by introducing herself, and then she introduced Daniel, and she said, "We are going to be your best friends for the next 90 minutes. And you know, we're really proud that you told us what you need. That took a lot of courage, and we would be proud of one of our kids if they had done the same thing you just did." The young man introduced himself. He told them his name was Braden. He was 16 years old, and he loved to play the guitar, the ukulele, and the piano. He also told them he had just finished recording his first album. It turns out that Daniel is a musician too. Don't you love how God works in that way? So Daniel asked Braden if he had an album he could buy, and Braden proudly pulled one out of his backpack and signed it and gave it to him. Now, the reason Daniel wrote about the encounter he and Lisa had with Braden was not to toot their own horns or brag about how kind they were to someone in need. He wrote about what happened because he wants us to learn from Braden. He wants us to learn what Braden was brave enough to do. When he needed help, he took the risk and asked for it. Too often, when life gets turbulent, whether we're high up in a stormy sky or deep down in a dark valley, when life gets turbulent, we tend to close our eyes and collapse into ourselves and get really quiet. But when we do that, we miss out on the opportunity to see the people who are surrounding us and sustaining us along the way. Now, friends, this past year has been turbulent in so many ways. We've gone through the turbulence that comes from a global pandemic that has taken the lives of 3.1 million people worldwide. We're still in the midst of the turbulence that comes from a national reckoning with racism and white supremacy. And then there's the turbulence that comes from all the daily changes and losses that have affected our individual lives and the life of our church. This past year has been a wild ride. But as the turbulence starts to settle a bit, as the storm starts to pass, as we start to make our way up out of the valley, let us remember we always belong to God. No matter who we are or where we are on life's journey, we always belong to God. And that is very good news. But let us also remember, we belong to each other. No matter who we are or where we are on life's journey, there is a whole community of people surrounding us. There is a whole church family sustaining us along the way. The Lord is our shepherd, our good shepherd, and we are his sheep together. So when we need help, no matter how turbulent life gets, let us be brave enough to ask for that help, to ask help from our God and from each other. Now, I want to invite you to hear the words of the 23rd Psalm again. But I want you to hear them a little bit differently this time. So often we think of this as a me and God psalm, an individual prayer to God. But what if we hear it this time as an us and God prayer? As a prayer that we offer not as individuals, but as a church. So hear these words. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our souls. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil. Our cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord together forever. Amen.